And God bless. See ya.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
9 o'clock at WDBO. We got a forecast that includes some rain. When that could happen, we'll check then in, about 5 minutes. Our top story, Universal Studios Orlando opening this hour. Disney calling back workers as they're preparing to reopen the parks gradually starting a week from today. We told you Friday, passenger count was picking up at Orlando International.
American Airlines saw its busiest day on Thursday since March, but air travel is still down dramatically, 78% from a year ago. The major U.S. airlines each burning through $30 million a day. Most of those traveling skipping planes and turning to the roads. In some areas, traffic is even worse than it was before the pandemic.
That's ABC's Gio Benetta is reporting. Some problems at Disney for pass holders. What we've learned will happen next. That story coming up.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Another day where our rain and storm pattern starts a little earlier. From lunchtime to about 6 o'clock is where we'll hold the best chance for scattered showers and storms. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmy.
I'm Dave Wall, not seeing any rain on WDBO. Interactive weather radar 84 right now in Orlando. On the Money with the Certified Financial Group begins in just a couple of minutes. People attending the second annual Merritt Island Independence Day Parade this morning will see a big change this year. Instead of people lining the streets and the parade passing them, the parade will instead line the street and the public can drive past it. Parade floats will be lined up on the right eastbound lane of State Road 520 from Plomosa Street to Sykes Creek Parkway. Beach safety leaders in Volusia County are taking extra measures this weekend to make sure everybody is safe and socially distant. Despite many health experts encouraging people to stay home, the county chairman, Ed Kelly, says he's not going to shut things down.
You've got to come in contact with someone, and it's less likely to get something from being outside at the beach.
Florida reported 9,500 new cases of coronavirus on Friday. If you're a Disney pass holder, you may want to check your bank account because you may have been overcharged.
Yesterday, many of them took to Twitter to complain about 4 months' worth of payments that they had been charged in one day and had to deal with busy phone lines just to remedy the issue. Guest services cast members over the phone said that this was due to a computer glitch. In a statement, Disney said that the monthly payment pass holders were incorrectly charged and they are in the process of reversing those charges. Daniel Vargas, WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
President Trump began his 4th of July weekend with a speech at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota in front of thousands of supporters. Tonight, the president would hold an Independence Day celebration in the nation's capital. Washington Redskins could be changing their name. We are learning of some possible suggestions. We have seen the Warriors, the Monuments, the Presidents, and the Generals. What about the Cleveland Indians? What the tribe is thinking? You'll find that in the WDBO app. It's 9:03 WDBO, 107.3 FM, and 580 AM.
Hey, Scott and Az back. I want to tell you about Serta Pro Painters. You know, I've had these folks out to my house a number of times. I trust them to get the job done right. They've painted the inside and the outside of my home. The workmanship is second to none. And right now, they're offering special pricing and financing options at Serta Pro Painters. Now is the time to get that home painting project done. Schedule that free remote estimate today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C, CertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, the proven and trusted experts in painting. License number 1-816-641-466.
Hail damage has been reported in Central Florida from the recent storms. BFAR Contracting will inspect your roof for free and give you an honest and professional opinion. Schedule your inspection today. BFAR Contracting, building relationships, one roof at a time. Visit yourroofguy.com, yourroofguy.com.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, Scott Inez back. I want to tell you about S&W Kitchens. I've got a special guest in-house today. He is one of S&W Kitchens' top designers. He is Bill Burke. And Bill, I've been talking on the air about this new financing program. S&W Kitchens has a financing program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really happy to roll this out and be able to help Central Florida possibly bundle some projects instead of phasing a project where maybe you're just doing the master bathroom and then you'll wait to do the floors until later. Now with this new financing program, we're able to help clients put the value into their home and perhaps make it a little bit easier on them.
Billy, that's great news. Thank you. We're going to be hearing much more about S&W Kitchen's financing program in the coming weeks. S&WKitchens.com. Six showrooms coast to coast from Ocala to Okeechobee. That's S&WKitchens.com. S&WKitchens.com.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Partly cloudy and warm today with daytime highs in the upper 80s and low 90s, reaching a high of 92 degrees in Orlando. And again, tracking the early onset of scattered showers and storms. Lunchtime to about 6 o'clock, we will hold the best chance for rain and storms, with some stronger storms expected near the coastline. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmy.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Construction on the 408 eastbound at exit 10C for Orange Avenue has the off-ramp closed. Aside from that, things moving very freely along our Central Florida expressways. No major incidents to speak of slowing us down. Traffic along I-4 east and westbound not seeing a single hitch through Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Summer is open and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Hello, Central Florida. Tim Pataraki of Accurate Window and Door, where we're proud to have earned the trust of Central Florida homeowners. We have taken additional steps to maintain that trust by becoming a certified residential contractor. And that means we have passed the highest level of accreditation in the state of Florida. We are also very proud of our A+ Better Business Bureau rating. These achievements are your assurance that Accurate Window and Door is still improving, even after more than 30 great years. And they're why over 40% of our customers are WDBO listeners just like you. Let us earn your trust today. Call us at Accurate Window and Door, 407-673-1159. That's 407-673-1159. And online at AccurateWindowAndDoor.com. That's AccurateWindowAndDoor.com. And join me on the Florida Homes and Garden Show every Saturday morning at 10, right here on WDBO.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management Corp. through Certified Advisory Corp., a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
This is WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Hello, Central Florida, and welcome to On the Money with Certified Financial Group, a part of WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. Joe Burt and Chris Toadvine are certified financial planners from the Certified Financial Group, and they are here talking about all the questions you have and answering your calls right now at 844-580-WDBO. That's a new number, guys, so listen up. I'm going to say it one more time, 844-580-9326. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you guys doing?
Okay. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Sorry about the connection issue here, but we got you guys on the line, and that's all that matters so far. Joe, what can the audience call you about today?
Well, Chris and I are here this morning to answer those financial questions that might be on your mind, things you might be thinking about as you approach your retirement years. You've got your IRA, you have your 401k, maybe a 403b or a 457. And now you're looking at some point in time when that paycheck's going to stop. And so how do you turn those assets that you've accumulated into lifetime income? And that's what financial planning is all about. That's what Chris and I and the 12 other certified financial planners here at Certified Financial Group in Elsmont Springs have been doing now for over 40 years. We've been on the WDBO family here for over 30 years, and we're proud to take your happy to take your calls this morning. So if you have any questions regarding your IRA or 401k, decisions that you're trying to make about real estate, about long-term health care, about annuities, about life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. It's the things that we do day in and day out for a fee for our clients, working as financial planners, working with our clients as fiduciaries. But here on Saturday morning, we're absolutely free. So if you have any questions about that kind of stuff, pick up the phone and give us a call because the lines are absolutely wide open.
Yes, and to
give those numbers again, Sam, what are those numbers?
Yeah, it's 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Again, new number, new station, same great show, right, guys?
That's it. New stuff, new numbers, but the same stuff we've been doing here for 30 years. So Chris and I are here to take your calls. It's been an interesting week, as always. Chris, new record set on NASDAQ, right?
New record set on NASDAQ. Lots of jobs added. But, Joe, before we go any further, I think we would be remiss in not recognizing that today is Independence Day. And so because we are live, we can say that, right?
That's right.
And it's the land of the free because of the brave. So a special shout-out to our service members and a big thanks to all who have sacrificed in service of our country. So that said, yeah, it's been a big week, and you know, we got a great jobs report on Thursday where we added nearly 5 million jobs in the month of June.
Yeah,
we all like that, and we hope that trend continues. That was on the heels of about 2.7 million jobs in May. But, Joe, one thing I did want to talk with our listeners about today was the fact that from July of 2009, the end of the Great Recession, through February of 2020, through this spring, the economy added about 22 million jobs. And ironically, in March and April, we lost about 22 million jobs. So
that's what a pandemic will do for you.
That's
right?
What a pandemic will do for you. So we're hopefully recovering from that in spite of the spike in cases. But, you know, during the Great Recession, about 9 million people lost their jobs, and unemployment peaked at about 10%. And so right now, ironically, we're above those levels at this point. Where unemployment's currently at 11%, and we're still down about 15 million jobs from the high point. So we're hoping and wanting to be optimistic, keep a positive mental attitude, but we want to be realists at the same time. And so, you know, we know, ironically, the sector that was hardest hit is leisure and hospitality, which is hits right home here in Orlando.
Right.
We have a lot of those jobs. And the leisure and hospitality sector, again, hardest hit of any sector, down about 4 million jobs or 25%. Of the jobs in that industry since March, even after adding a couple million jobs in June. So, you know, I hope that all of those who have lost jobs will get them back, but the realist in me says that's probably not the case.
It's going to be a long, slow comeback.
It's going to be a long, slow comeback, and longer and slower for some than others. And so, you know, what I wanted to talk about briefly is just for those folks who have lost a job or maybe losing their jobs, what are some things that they should be thinking about?
Go ahead.
Right? So so that said, there are lots of issues and lots of considerations, but if you lose your job or you know you're losing your job, you know, first of all, you want to think about cash flow issues. So if you're still employed, you want to work hard to build your reserves. If you have a flexible spending account with your job, you want to spend that money before you are actually unemployed, or at least while you're under COBRA. Now, if you lost your job as a result of the COVID pandemic, the CARES Act does allow some relief as far as distributions from retirement accounts and that kind of thing. So, you know, another thing to consider is check to see if you're entitled to any kind of compensation, back pay, sick pay, vacation pay, any kind of severance. As long as you're laid off, downsized, or your position was eliminated and you weren't fired, you would qualify for unemployment.
Yep.
So that's good to know, and that's been highly discussed here of late with the extra $600 from the feds that are being kicked in each week.
Yeah, $600 a week. That's not $600 a month.
That's $600 a week.
In addition to the state unemployment.
Well, that's right. And so that's, you know, there are those who say that that the unemployment rate would actually have fallen more if it weren't for folks who are making more to stay home and not work.
Some people, that's right. Some people are making more money by not working. And that you're right. That does affect the unemployment rate. As you know, you think twice, maybe you got a little extra summer vacation here. I may as well take advantage of it. But your job may not be there when you come back and that unemployment runs out.
Well, that's exactly right. And so it's the extra $600 a week from the feds is slated to run out at the end of this month.
Right.
And, of course, there are calls to extend that through the end of the year, so we don't know where that will go.
Have you seen the discussion about the payroll tax and eliminating that for a period of time? How do you feel about that?
I have mixed emotions about that. I like giving relief to those who have been hardest hit, but as someone who's looking down the road and hoping to collect some Social Security one day, I don't like it. So we're already projected
But in terms of stimulus alternatives, when you think about the different ways that the Fed's throwing money at us, I like the relief of the payroll tax because you immediately get a 7.5% increase in your take-home pay because you're not paying the tax.
True.
Employer gets a break as well. So it's really almost an immediate benefit for some people that are working.
It is relief for workers.
Yeah.
And, you know, cuts payroll costs by 7%.
Right.
Right. And for the employer, they get an automatic 7.5% raise. So.
Right.
You know, those are good things.
As a short term
bridge, maybe. But I'm always mindful of the fact that we have to keep our eye on that longer term Social Security, and it needs to be shored up. But you know, as I read this week, if a patient comes into the ER in cardiac arrest, you don't think about the long term side effects of the medications you're giving. You keep the patient alive.
Right.
And then you think long term once
correct.
He's stabilized.
Right,
and I
right.
think that's where we are right now.
Right, yeah. So I like the payroll tax idea simply because, you know, when you look at all the ways the Fed has thrown government money at us, we're talking about the $600 unemployment, you know, that's an immediate benefit right there.
Yes.
The money's in there.
Yes.
But I like the payroll reduction because it affects those people that are working.
Yes.
And you get an immediate increase in your take home. So,
yes.
And that money gets, and I think, you know, it's direct. It's not like you're just throwing money up against the wall. It's directly affecting
it. It encourages work, and
exactly.
I think that's what we want to do,
right.
Big picture.
And once again, the more people are working, more people will be paying into Social Security.
That's right.
Right.
Ultimately. Yeah.
And
we'll be paying income tax.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So you know, stay tuned on that one, I guess, Joe. As far as just health insurance, again, if you know you're going to lose your job or you have lost your job, health insurance issues, obviously, for many, that's paramount. If you're going to lose your insurance, you know, it goes without saying, make sure you have all your medical and dental appointments up to date. And if you need health insurance, check and see if your company had 20 or more employees. COBRA should be an option. Perhaps your spouse's plan, or if you're within 60 days of losing your job, you can go to the marketplace. I think there's an exception for enrolling. So, and obviously those who are over 65 should be eligible if they've got their 40 quarters in for Medicare. Let's talk for a second, Joe, about the CARES Act and some of the relief given there. And again, I would preface my remarks by saying that this is a last option and not a first option.
Right.
You want to go to your cash reserves first. But for those who have been affected by the virus, the CARES Act, which was passed here in the last couple months in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, It waives a 10% penalty for those who are under 59 and a half to take money out of their qualified plans, right? So 401k, 403b, and even traditional IRAs. And those distributions can come out anytime between now and the end of the year. They can take up to $100,000 and have 3 years to pay it back without paying income tax on it.
Not bad.
So not bad. Not bad. And so then, you know, let's think about retirement funds. So for those who have lost a job and they have a 401k, 403b, 457, whatever it is, they have some options of that, right, Joe?
Yep.
They can leave it in the plan. Generally, if there's a balance, what, over 5,000, I think
right.
under 5,000,
right.
it automatically gets
out.
Distributed.
That's right.
But they could leave it in the plan. They can roll it over to an IRA, and we help folks do that all the time.
Yep.
And so in a brokerage account that they manage or that they could get help from an advisor managing, you could roll it to a new employer plan.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the clock, Sam. I think we're about ready for a break. I can't see you, but I understand how radio works, and I think we're ready for a break. Is that right, buddy?
Yeah, we are. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Great stuff, fellas. Now let's get to the three big things you need to know right here on the new 107.3 WDBO and 580 AM here, Orlando's News and Talk, WDBO. Let's get it to Dave. What's up, Dave Wall?
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Some of us getting back to normal. Universal Cinemark at Universal City Walk and Orlando is open again. The theater welcomed masked guests starting yesterday. And we've learned of new personal protection that's offered at Orlando International. I'll have it for you in the news at 9:30. Following breaking news this hour from up north, police in Toledo, Ohio, say an intoxicated gunman holding a beer shot and killed an officer who was responding to a disturbance call in a store parking lot early this morning. Overseas, the U.S. Navy has two aircraft carriers conducting exercises in the disputed South China Sea as China conducts military drills.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Hey, Scott Inez back. I want to tell you about S&W Kitchens. I've got a special guest in-house today. He is one of S&W Kitchens' top designers. He is Bill Burke. And Bill, I've been talking on the air about this new financing program. S&W Kitchens has a financing program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really happy to roll this out and be able to help Central Florida possibly bundle some projects instead of phasing a project where maybe you're just doing the master bathroom and then you'll wait to do the floors until later. Now with this new financing program, we're able to help clients put the value into their home and perhaps make it a little bit easier on them.
Billy, that's great news. Thank you. We're going to be hearing much more about S&W Kitchen's financing program in the coming weeks. The word and WKitchens.com. Six showrooms coast to coast from Ocala to Okeechobee. That's S the word and WKitchens.com. S the word and WKitchens.com.
Hello, Central Florida. Tim Pateracki of Accurate Window and Door, where we're proud to have earned the trust of Central Florida homeowners. We have taken additional steps to maintain that trust by becoming a certified residential contractor. And that means we have passed the highest level of accreditation in the state of Florida. We are also very proud of our A+ Better Business Bureau rating. These achievements are your assurance that Accurate Window and Door is still improving even after more than 30 great years. And they're why over 40% of our customers are WDBO listeners just like you. Let us earn your trust today. Call us at Accurate Window and Door, 407-673-1159. That's 407-673-1159 and online at accuratewindowanddoor.com. That's accuratewindowanddoor.com. And join me on the Florida Homes and Garden Show every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WDBO.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's already a number one bestseller, and it's called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. By famed author David Horowitz, Blitz makes predictions about President Trump that will shock you. He also warns about radical groups like Antifa. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read Blitz, Trump would win. Newsmax says it's the best book for 2020. Call 800-NEWS-MAX for the free offer now.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO.
You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh, so what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know. Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to On the Money with Certified Financial Group, a part of WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. With me today are certified financial planners from the Certified Financial Group, Joe Burt and Chris Toadvine. If you have any questions for the fellas, go ahead and give us a call on our new number and our new home, 107.3 FM and 580 AM. That number is 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Sam, how we doing this morning?
Pretty good. Trying to get this, you know, this whole new, everything new, trying to get it down. So, working on it still.
Well, that's it. Live radio. This is not a canned program. In fact, this is the only financial call-in show in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planners. I said in the opening, Chris and I and 10 other certified financial planners here in Altamont Springs do investment management and financial planning for a fee for our clients. We've been part of the WDBO family now for over 30 years. And we're glad to take your calls this morning when the lines are absolutely wide open as we work on some of these technical difficulties. But in any case, I know we can hear your call as we try to reconvene. So if you have any questions regarding things on your mind, regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make regarding your IRA, regarding a 401k, regarding a Roth, regarding long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, IRAs, 401ks, reverse mortgages, all that more, we are here. So pick up the phone. And, you know, Sam, I'm looking at the Join Me that we have up on the screen here in my office up in Altamont Springs. And the numbers that I see are the old numbers, the 844-220-0965.
Yeah, yeah.
On that screen.
Yeah, that's correct. That is what it's saying on the screen, but that is not the number to call us.
That's right. Let's give the new numbers. The new numbers are.
Yeah, 844-580-WDBO. It's pretty easy to remember. 844, just the area code, I guess, whatever that is. But 580 is where we are on your band if you're listening to AM, WDBO, our call letter. So pretty easy to remember, guys. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326 to get in touch with the guys here.
844-580-WDBO. That's pretty slick.
Easy to remember. Yeah. That's right.
So a couple times remember, though, we got it. Yeah. So where did we leave off here, Chris?
So where we left off again, Joe, is just we're talking to those folks who may be facing a job loss,
right.
and just thinking about what are some of the things that they need to be aware of and consider. And we had talked about some of the cash flow issues and some of the insurance issues that they want to be aware of. And we were talking about, what do you do if you're losing your job and you have a 401k or 403b? Because, you know, governments are not immune from this either.
Exactly.
As tax receipts are down for governments, unfortunately, there may be some government employees that lose their job. And so what are your options there? Well, if you have a new job, you can possibly roll the funds into your new company's plan. And so that would be an option. You can also... You could just take a distribution.
Yes, you can do all of those things with Certified Financial Group. This is the On the Money radio show here on WDBO. We're going to take a break to get the news, weather, and traffic right here on 107.3 FM and 580 AM. We'll be right back with that. Thanks for listening to WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
9:30 at WDBO. Forecasters say enjoy the nice weather because it's going to be changing this afternoon. We'll update you on that in just a couple of minutes. First, though, we have breaking news. We're headed to the beach. Beach Services in Volusia County now asking if you're heading to New Smyrna Beach, go someplace else. Police Department tweeted that the beaches between Flagler and Crawford Avenue are already full capacity, and they're closing that section. They're also asking not to park in prohibited zones. We are learning new information about the coronavirus and how it could be spreading more easily. That story next.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Another day where our rain and storm pattern starts a little earlier. From lunchtime to about 6 o'clock is where we'll hold the best chance for scattered showers and storms. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
I'm DeVall, a little hazy, but there's no rain on WDBO. Interactive weather radar, 84 right now in Orlando. On the Money with the Certified Financial Group continues in just a couple of minutes. We told you for the third day this week, the U.S. saw more than 50,000 new cases of COVID-19. ABC's Trevor Ault says we're learning something new about the virus.
There's actually a new mutation of COVID-19 that spreads even more easily than we thought previously, though there's no evidence that it's more deadly than what we had previously thought. And of all the people who have contracted this virus, almost 2.8 million Americans now, half of them have no idea where they contracted it.
Florida's health department reported 9,500 new cases on Friday. More celebrities are testing positive. They include a top fundraiser for the president and a NASCAR driver. We're posting exactly who in the WDBO app. President Trump began his 4th of July weekend with a speech at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota last night in front of thousands of supporters.
Americans declare again, as we did 244 years ago, that we will not be tyrannized, we will not be demeaned, and we will not be intimidated by bad, evil people. It will not happen.
Tonight, the president will hold an Independence Day celebration in the nation's capital. Tom Draper of the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority says a PPE vending machine will sell masks, hand sanitizer, and wipes. It's set up in the southwest corner. Nearly a week ago, the airport saw 22,000 passengers, the highest total since dropping to record lows in March. 9:33 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hi, Rick Eden here, contractor and president of Eden Construction. You know, everywhere you look, somebody new is in the home improvement business. Maybe even a name you've heard of. It used to be a pool guy or a plumber or some such. Who can you trust? For many years here on WDBO, I've talked to you about your home. And at Eden Construction, we still make home improvements simple and as smooth as possible. Maybe you need an extra bedroom, bathroom, or a new kitchen. We put it all together and try to work within your budget. Of course, outdoor living in Florida is a must. At Eden Construction, we have you covered there too. We offer aluminum sunrooms, screen rooms, and complete summer kitchens. Let's discuss your vision. Put our 35 plus years of experience to work for you and make your life Eden better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or see our work at edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather, brought to you by Protech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Partly cloudy and warm today with daytime highs in the upper 80s and low 90s, reaching a high of 92 degrees in Orlando, and again tracking the early onset of scattered showers and storms. Lunchtime to about 6 o'clock, we will hold the best chance for rain and storms, with some stronger storms expected near the coastline. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Some excellent news. No major delays along our Central Florida expressways. Through Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties, I-4 east and westbound moving totally unencumbered. You're looking at a 40-minute drive time from Lake Mary Boulevard down I-4 west to the attractions area and only 35 minutes heading eastbound. Likewise, the 417, the 408, the beach line, and the turnpike are all also looking very good right now. So no matter what you want to use, go ahead and use it and get there with very minimal delays. Only expect slowdowns around your different toll plazas. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to On the Money with Certified Financial Group, a part of WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. Joe Burt and Chris Toadvine are certified financial planners here answering all of your questions. And if you have a question, go ahead and give us a call at 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. It's a new number, so if you have it saved, it's probably the wrong one. It's this one here that I'm about to give you, 844-580-9326. And Jose in Altamont heard me when I said the number, and he called in because he has a question for you guys. What's up, Jose?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, not much. Two questions. One is okay. On IRAs.
Yes.
I already did my taxes for 2019, and my wife did not work in 2019. Can I do a spousal IRA for her?
Can you make a contribution to an IRA for her?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking,
yes,
Jose? You
well,
should be able
yes.
to. What was your income, if you don't mind my asking?
60-something.
Okay.
You're in good shape.
Yeah. You ought to be okay. You can make a contribution. And what's your wife's age, Jose? I wouldn't ask her if she were on the line, but I'll ask you. What's her age?
60.
Oh, 50. Okay, well, she just made it.
Yep. You can do a spousal IRA, put in $7,000 for her, and get a tax deduction for 2019. So you say you have already filed your taxes?
Yes.
Well, you'll go back and file an amended return.
Yes. So you would, first of all, just one clarifying question, Jose. Was she 50 last year, or is she turning 50 this year?
Yes, 50 last year.
Okay, I got you. Good. So, yeah, $7,000. And as Joe said, what you would have to do then to get the deduction if you filed your taxes is file an amended return. So, you know, I don't know if you know how to do that. You may need to get a little help. And it's just a different form you get, and it would reduce your income by that $7,000 and likely get you some money back.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's an easy thing to do, Jose. Don't be intimidated by filing an amended return.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a one-page summary. So does that help?
Okay. Yep. And my other question was on the CARES Act. I do put in a 401k with my employer. I put in the match that they, you know, give me. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the options in the 401k are not that very good. If on the CARES Act, can I take some money out and then just put it in a IRA or something like that? That, you know, there's companies that have zero fees you know, different options.
I think you're kind of mixing a couple of concepts there, Jose. So let's take a step back and talk about it. So what you're saying is your 401k currently you're participating, which props to you for doing that. That's great. But you're saying the options are not so good within the plan, and you'd like to get some of the money out of the plan into maybe a self-directed IRA so that you have some better options. Is that what you're asking?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
I got you. Yeah, so and you ask, can you do that in the context of the CARES Act? The short answer to that is no, not in the context of the CARES Act. That is for a distribution, like a hardship distribution,
right,
where you actually take money out. You're not putting it back into an IRA. You're taking the money out, and then you're avoiding, if you're under 59 and a half, any 10% tax penalty for premature withdrawal, and you can avoid paying the income tax on it for three years.
Yep.
If you put the money back, right? Yep. However, it would need to go back into that plan and not into an IRA. So I think what you're looking for, Jose, is to find out if your plan has in-service distributions. Right, Joe?
Right. What that means is that the plan allows you to take the money from the plan and roll it directly into an IRA and avoid the taxes and then go on your way with the IRA. A lot of companies have that. Lockheed Martin allows you to do that. So if any of our listeners are out there, we do that for our clients as well, because it then opens up the world of investing for you, and they hire us to give them guidance, and they're not flying blind. So you want to check with HR on that, Jose, and see if your company allows in-service distributions. And if you're not happy with your company's 401k, it's what we do also here at Certified Financial Group. We work with companies in setting up 401ks. We work with them as their advisor, as their record keeper, and as their third-party administrator, handling it from A through Z. You have one-stop shop to be able to get that done. So if your company has any interest in that, we'd love to talk with them. You said you're up here in Altamont Springs. Maybe your employer is right around the corner from you, and we'd be glad to talk to him or her as well.
So does that help, Jose?
Thank you very much. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July to you, Jose, and thanks for the call.
That's right.
Thank you. You guys as well. That's
okay. Thanks, Jose. Take care.
On the radio.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
So getting back to the CARES Act there, Chris.
Well, yeah, getting back to the CARES Act and really, you know, to Jose's question, what are your options? He's still employed, thank God, but for those who aren't, what are their options? And so we were just talking about if you do lose your job, what can you do? And what you can do is, as we said, you can take all the money out of the plan and go spend it. We generally do not advise that. Maybe if you have a balance of $1,000 or something and the plan's going to send it to you anyway.
Right.
But generally, we would recommend either leaving it in the plan, rolling it over to an IRA, or rolling it over to a new employer. So the difference is there if you have a new employer, right? That's
right.
The only caveat there. You have to have a new employer. And so for those who don't, then the option is leave it in the plan with your former employer where they really have control over it, or put it in a self-directed IRA.
Exactly.
Which is what many people choose to do, mm-hmm. and they can do that on their own with one of the discount brokerages, or they can get help, and that's what we do, right?
Right.
So that's an option. You know, another thing, you mentioned Lockheed. And so many folks at Lockheed have pensions, and we had a scenario in the office this week where we were looking at a defined benefit pension plan, which a lot of people don't have those, but for those who do, they're worth their weight in gold. And the distribution options, so those who are going to be forced into retirement as a result of this, or early retirement, and have to make a decision about which pension option to select, mm-hmm. we would just encourage them to look at that very closely, because
Let's talk about what those pension options are.
Let's do.
So you've got the one that gives you the most money is the single life option.
Correct.
Which means that when I retire, I'm going to get the big check for my lifetime, but if I drop dead tomorrow, my spouse gets zero.
Ooh. And Terry would not be happy about that.
I understand. And then you have what are called survivor options, which means that we get a smaller check, but in exchange for that, my spouse gets a check for his or her lifetime as well.
Which is what most married people end up wanting.
Right. But the interesting thing, and we've had a lot of clients at Lockheed Martin over the years, is the delta, the difference between the single life option and the survivor option is oftentimes a pretty big number.
Yes.
And what we have determined in a lot of cases, if they're eligible to do it, is what we call pension maximization.
What is that, Joe?
Well, it's what you do. You take the largest check, and you take that differential between the single life option and the joint option, which is a lesser amount. So let's say the single life option is $5,000 a month.
Okay.
And the joint life option is $4,000 a month.
Gotcha. $1,000 a month difference.
So basically what you're doing is when you take that lesser option to provide for your spouse at $4,000 a month instead of taking the big check at $5,000, which would stop when you die, you've automatically bought an insurance policy. You bought an insurance policy that guarantees your spouse is going to get that money. So what we found in many cases is that you're better off taking that $5,000 a month and taking that delta, that extra $1,000 a month, and buying an insurance policy that you control. Mm-hmm. So you haven't given up anything, because if you'd have taken the survivor option, you're giving up $1,000 a month. So now now you get the big check for your lifetime. If your spouse predeceases you, you continue to get that big check. It doesn't go down. And if you predecease your spouse, then a big life insurance, tax-free, comes into play, which will provide income for him or her for her lifetime.
Tax-free, right, as opposed to fully taxable in the pension.
Well, the income wouldn't be tax-free, but the life insurance proceeds would be totally tax-free. And I've had, you know, I've been at this for longer than I care to think about, and I've had now clients who used to be with Martin Marietta back in the day. That's probably before your time.
Yeah, that's before my time.
Before your time, and those policies have come to fruition, and those widows are very, very glad that we did that, because they enjoyed the big check for their lifetime, and now they've got a whole bunch of tax-free money to continue to use and to pass on to their kids and grandkids.
Well, there you go. That's the win-win scenario, and even better is if in that example you just gave, you take the $5,000 instead of the $4,000, and you could buy the life insurance policy for $500 or $600 a month. Right?
Exactly.
So you get a raise.
Yes.
In addition to having the funds there for mama if something happens to me.
I'm glad you said that, because oftentimes that delta isn't used entirely by the insurance policy. So it's kind of a triple win scenario.
That's right.
But you have to be insurable.
Well, and that's where the planning comes in, to be able to look at that. So.
Yes. Yeah. So I've had clients, we've talked about this over the years, and they're, you know, two years away from retirement, say, well, we'll get around to it when you're ready to retire. And unfortunately, in a couple of circumstances, their health changed between retirement and the time we saw them, and that went out the window. Now, they still had the pension, that was fine, but they lost the opportunity to do what they want to do because they, you know, they hesitated. And
you
know, you got to strike when the iron is hot and do it while you can.
That's right. Yeah. So for our listeners out there, if you have a pension, that is a big decision, and that's the kind of thing that we do routinely, and then more frequently, Joe, I think a lot of companies don't want to be on the hook for the next 30 to 40 years with a pension, so they're offering lump sum buyouts.
Yes.
So you have to look at that very closely to see, you know, what are the benefits, pros and cons of doing that, and would you be able to generate the income you need from that buyout offer?
And you've probably seen it as well. Do I hear bumper music there, Sam?
Yes, you do.
I think we do. Okay.
Yeah, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
Right here with the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Great stuff, fellas. Now let's get to the three big things you need to know with our main man, Dave Wall. And you for me.
So happy together.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
We have a forecast this Saturday for thunderstorms sooner than later, and we're learning folks are getting an early start on the beach. In fact, police just told us, police in New Smyrna say, the beach has reached full capacity.
Two.
No fireworks today at Lake Eola in Orlando. Many of us may have personal fireworks to set off. In the news at 10, I'll tell you about a warning about hand sanitizer.
One.
President Trump's appearance in South Dakota brought out the protesters. Some Native American protesters held signs that read, "You're trespassing on our land."
Welcome to the new home of WDBO. We have a new phone number, too. 844-580-WDBO. We still want to hear from you. Use the open mic in the WDBO app or call us. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We're still friends and neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
And your voice will always be heard here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
The July 4th sale is now at Greenway Dodge and Greenway Ford. Zero down or 0% financing or zero payments till 2021 or up to 35% off. Buy now at GreenwayDodge.com and GreenwayFord.com. We'll deliver to you Greenway, the only way. See details online.
This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back, Central Florida, to the last segment of your favorite show about money, On the Money, here with Certified Financial Group, a part of WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. Joe Burt and Chris Toadvine are here, and there are also certified financial planners from the Certified Financial Group, and they're taking your calls right now at our new number on our new station here at 107.3 FM and 580 AM, Orlando's News and Talk. So here's that number. If you have it saved, it might be the old one, so listen up. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. Joe, Chris, what is happening?
Well, just to circle back, Chris was talking about the CARES Act, and we want to remind our listeners that when we sign off here, Rodney Ownby, certified financial planner, as well as a CPA, is here in our office to take calls. You can go in a lengthy conversation with him if you want a little more private conversation. You can reach him at 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document. So Rodney's out there. We forgot he was here with all the confusion this morning.
That's right.
Trying to get this set up.
That's
being
right.
Remote. But Rodney, I know you're out there, and I know our listeners may want to give you a buzz as well. So once again, you can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. So we were talking, wrapping up the CARES Act there, Chris.
We were talking about pensions. About pension plans, yep. And so that's, again, for those who may be losing a job, that's a big choice. You got one chance to get it right. So that's what we do, Joe. We help people walk through those decisions all the time, do the analysis, and help them come to the right decision for them and their situation.
You know, I think that the challenge that folks have is because they've never dealt with this before. And oftentimes, you've seen this, and I've seen it as well, is that they make their decision based on what their neighbor's doing, based on what their coworker's doing, based on what they've heard, based on maybe what they've heard on Saturday morning. They heard about this insurance idea and think it's a good idea. And maybe it's not a good idea.
Well, that's right. One size does not fit all.
Exactly. I mean,
personal finance is definitely more personal than finance, Joe. And as you know, that's a big part of what we do is we get to know our clients. We understand them and their family situation. What are they trying to accomplish?
Right.
You know, I talked to some clients this week. Some of them have children, and it's a strong desire of theirs to leave funds to their children. Others don't have children. They want to maximize their lifestyle now and spend their last dollar. Well, as one of them said to me, Joe, bounce your last check, right? That's the perfect financial
bounce a check to the Undertaker. So,
but one thing I do want to get to quickly for our listeners, just the last consideration. If you might be losing a job or your income is down this year, something that I think we're talking with clients. I know I have this week even had the conversation a number of times and done the math to show clients the benefits, and that is the potential of a Roth IRA conversion if their income is down this year, or maybe it's going to be down in years to come because they're 62 or 63 and they're losing their job and they were planning on working to 65 or 66. So they've got some down years in there. Maybe they're going to live out of savings for a couple years and that might not generate the level of taxable income. There could be an opportunity to do a Roth IRA conversion. And so we can help them walk through that decision and calculate, would you come out ahead in the long run by doing that? So so that's a big consideration, too, for those who either have been just furloughed or income down, and something certainly to consider.
But the key is when you do the Roth conversion is that you convert the entire amount, not what's left after taxes. Because some folks take the money out of the their 401k or do the conversion out of their traditional IRA, and they have taxes withheld, and they only transfer over the amount after taxes. In order for the numbers to work, you really want to have that entire amount pay the taxes out of other dollars.
Yeah, that's correct. So in other words, if someone has $10,000 that they want to convert, they convert the full 10, and then when they do their tax return, if they end up owing money,
they write a check.
Then they write a check out of their checking account.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're really not helping yourself, in some cases going backwards by paying taxes out of the Roth, out of the 401k that you're doing the Roth conversion with.
That's right. So again, it's not for everyone, and we have to look at your situation, look at their tax bracket, look at their anticipated tax bracket, and the possibility that, hey, we may see higher taxes in the future. Of course, the tax rates that we have now are slated to sunset in 5 or 6 years anyway, so you know, who knows? That's a few Congresses away, so anything could happen between now and then. But
as I say, anytime Congress is in session, your money's in jeopardy. So here we go.
There you go. Yeah, the wise words. Wise words. So those are some of the considerations. If anyone would like that checklist, I have it. I'd be more than happy to provide it. They can call the office next week at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. And we can provide that. But again, we hope that for the many folks who have been affected economically by the COVID virus, that they can get back to work. But, you know, the future is a little unclear today, Joe.
I need new batteries in mine, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But once again, if you want more information about what we do here at Certified Financial Group, we're a group of certified financial planner professionals. There is a distinction in the industry about financial planning. Anybody can call themselves as financial planner, an investment manager, a wealth manager, investment advisor, whatever you want to be. Certified financial planners, there is a distinction, and we're proud to have 12 of those folks here at Certified Financial Group doing financial planning and investment management for a fee. We work with our clients as fiduciaries. As certified financial planners, we are obligated to work with you as a fiduciary. We put that in writing, unlike some other firms that say the word, but there's no guarantee that that's exactly what they're doing for you. So I think it's a distinction that we have here. We also have an opportunity for those folks that are in South Florida to meet down in our Windermere office, our new meeting room down there. We're glad to send you some information about that. We're also doing virtual meetings. I've done several of those here in the last couple of months. So if you want to get together, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Chris and me and the 10 other CFPs that work here at Certified Financial Group. You can make an appointment. If we got an upcoming workshop, Gary Abley's doing a workshop coming up. I think it's what he calls Countdown to Retirement, 2 weeks from today. That's also on our website. So he's going to be doing that virtually. So you can go to our website, sign up for that workshop. That's financialgroup.com. Click on workshops, and you've got to make a reservation because he sends out information beforehand, and it's well attended. Last one he did was on Medicare and the options, Medicare options that you have, and he does a great job. Gary is a certified financial planner in addition to being a CPA. He's also a frustrated school teacher. He loves teaching. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
Yes, great show, guys. Today, this was the On the Money radio show, 844-580-WDBO. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
Yes, with the Certified Financial Group. Like I said, great stuff, fellas. Now we're going to take a break before we hit up news, weather, and traffic, and then we'll be back with Florida Home and Gardens. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate
you. All right,
you
Sam.
Guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Happy 4th.
Happy Independence Day.
You guys as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is the new home of WDBO. WDBO.